Let's get some extremely local news now from Block Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey is with us. Good morning, Seamus. I understand Hollywood is coming to Bucktown, huh? That'll be fun.
Yeah, that's right. Good morning. There's an Apple TV Plus series that's going to start filming this week in Bucktown. It's called Ripple Effects, and it's going to shut down some streets around the area, but there's a chance to see some stars out there. The show stars Elizabeth Moss from, as people know, from Handmaid's Tale, and I remember from the West Wing as well, and Leonardo DiCaprio is one of the executive producers. I don't know how much time he's going to be spending around in Bucktown, but Elizabeth Moss for sure. It's based on a 2013 novel about a Sun-Times reporter, so something I could relate to.
Cool. So they're going to be around Wood Street and Pierce. Is that the plan? And is it this week?
Yeah, it just starts filming this week. They're going to shut down some streets and no parking on both sides of Wood between North and Pierce, and a little bit of North between Wolcott and Paulina. But some of that's just parking. Yes, there's going to be a little bit of a headache for neighbors over there. But down the road, if you get Apple TV Plus, you might be able to see your neighborhood in the background.
Well, look for them on Friday and Saturday. As we mentioned earlier, the Illinois Department of Agriculture published the winners of 79 licenses to grow, infuse, and transport marijuana products. Another 134 companies nabbed licenses but are still finalizing the process. And the mayor is going to overhaul the city's cannabis rules, correct?
Yeah, that's right. This is sort of a behind-the-scenes play going on now. We're going to get a lot more dispensaries and other pot shops around town, but where they can actually go is pretty limited right now. You've got to be in very specific areas, and you've got to get the approval of the alderman to do it. So what the mayor is trying to do is open up about 10 times as many businesses and storefronts around the city. Almost every little corridor where you've got retail shops would be available under her plan. Here's the rub, though. She wants to make it easier so you don't have to, get the kiss the ring of the alderman. This is, something she's been trying to do is to kind of take power away from them. She says it leads to less corruption when they get to make fewer of these little decisions and potentially shake people down. Aldermen are already pushing back. They don't want to give up any of this power when it comes to where pot shops go or where really anything goes in their ward. So we'll see how this goes.
Big money here, and because of the way the weed is taxed, this is a potential big pot of revenue, pardon the pun, for the city, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And some of these people that won the licenses, they do have the option to go just across the border or go into the suburbs. So some of them are sort of dangling the possibility, like, approve my license fast, or maybe I'm going to take it to Schaumburg. So we'll see. There's a lot of spots to fill around here. So I would imagine, as usual, they're going to start going into the crowded areas, and they'll be in Chicago.
Are we going to see it like Starbucks and Subway? I mean, they're going to be everywhere pretty soon,
right? Like there's a Starbucks opening inside a Starbucks, that sort of thing. Yes, I could definitely see that. Or they'll be. I don't know if they'll be as bad as like vape shops, which seem to be in every strip mall, but maybe they'll something similar.
And why hasn't anybody done what I've been talking about here, get some sort of cookie or sweets business going and then always try to open up next door to the pot shop?
I think it's a brilliant idea. Doritos or
hopefully the alderman would be okay with that. Let's talk about the Loyola Beach House. It's open again, and they've got a new name, I guess.
Right. This is, I love these little spots. They're obviously they're seasonal. It's right along the beachfront at the end of Greenleaf in Rogers Park. This has been closed for a couple years, so anyone walking or jogging over there hasn't had a place to get a refreshment or get a snack. This local couple had seen it. They've been trying to get the park district to lease it to them for years. Finally got it done. Got the whole neighborhood to come out and paint it and open it. It's officially open as of this month, and it's called the Ropa Cabana for playing off of Rogers Park and Barry Manilow.
Ropa Cabana. All right.
It's music and laughter.
Okay. I guess that'll work. Good news there for the Northsiders. Thank you, Seamus. Always good to see you. More at blockclubchicago.org.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Extremely Local News, sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely Happy Travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com.